God, just because the doctor's
Love
a woman doesn't mean he keeps fucking talking.
No!
Will you stop talking over the intro? Fuck!
You said, hey, now you're talking over the intro.
No, now you're talking over the intro.
You're out of order.
You're out!
Oh, Court's out of order.
Shut up!
Hey, hey, now! What's that smell?
Like you've never done a podcast before. Now you can tell us about your stupid date. Go.
Well, you see, I was plugging the Metal Hammer of Doom here on the Radlisten Broadcast Network on blogtalkradio.com. And she asked me, hey, what's the difference between death metal and black metal? And I was like, let me adjust my tie. And then went on for a good 5+ minutes, and our date was out. It was out in the heat. It was walking around the park for 3 hours talking, because heat doesn't bother me, and talking. Yeah, so I proceeded to give her the differences between death and black metal. And as a bonus story, I was telling this to my coworkers, and my coworker went, "Wait, death metal, black metal is a thing?" And I said, "In fact, it is." And then you see, there's doom metal and traditional metal and hair metal and progressive metal. I went straight Bubba Gump on his ass. I named every genre I could think of just to confuse him.
You know, when a girl asks you a question, she doesn't really want an answer, at least not an in-depth one. I mean, I'm actually surprised you didn't start off with, well, technically.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she did ask me what my favorite bands were, and I sent them to her, and she listened to them.
Ooh.
Oh, she did.
Effort on her part. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, she's listening to, I think, almost everything I sent her. The one that she fell in love with was Baby Metal, though, because of course.
Oh.
Of course.
Well,
because
yeah.
She liked Megadeth,
who doesn't
and
like
she thought
Baby
it was Finland.
Metal?
People who just don't get it or don't like it, or I don't know. Yeah, like she didn't like the scream. She didn't like really screaming or growling, which is okay. I totally understand. But she thought Megadeth was pretty cool and loved Dave Mustaine's ramen hair. But it was a good date. I'm hoping to get another one Sunday. But she's kind of more like reserved. So it was kind of I can't read people that don't talk to me about it. I'm not a good like room reader. So yeah, but I got a handshake out of all of it. So that's cool.
Your date ended in a handshake. First of all, I'm disappointed.
No, it started with a handshake. It ended with, I had a good time. Hey, we should do this again.
Oh, that's promising.
No contact at all. Okay, got it. No physical
she
contact.
Works in public health.
I really
she
wish
got her
your
master's
story
had
– Yeah, I really wish your story had begun with, and so I gave her the baloney pony. Not I gave her the differences between death metal and black metal.
Would you expect? And then I told her about my cat. She asked me, "How many cats do you have?"
Oh,
I named,
oh no! Why, Robert? Why?
Because I didn't want to lie to her. Because then that just then if I have to tell her later I lied about it, then I don't know. Maybe that just creates other seeds of mistrust.
Oh, God.
I told this to my coworkers again, and like one of them just now he just goes, meow. Do you like cats? Meow. He did it yesterday. He did it. I was like, can I help you, sir? And the guy's like, yeah, this. And then behind me, this guy, Mike, goes, you like cats? I said, did you say cats? He's like, what the fuck? I didn't expect you to turn around and comment on it. I said, well, yeah, but it's me. What did you expect?
Because it's so weird. It's such a weird thing that a grown man with a penis and hair and not a homosexual.
Penis hair.
A big
penis hair.
And penis hair. is such a cat lover. It's such a weird... Look, whatever floats your boat, dude, but seriously, yikes. I don't...
Is it also bad that one of my co-workers came to me for letter training advice? What do you do? Put them in the box. What if they jump out of the box? Put them in the box.
Hang on. I gotta consult the peanut gallery. Melissa!
Oh, no. We're bringing our honorary fourth chair in.
Yeah. Yes, the honorary fourth chair that comes complete with gunpoint. Is it weird if a guy's really into cats, a straight man?
A little.
Okay.
Boo!
It's weird.
Like, straight men who are really into cats also tend to be really into, like, the occult. So...
Have you seen my musical tastes?
Robert wants to know, haven't you paid attention to his taste in music? Doesn't that all add up?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Not shocked that it's one of your buddies.
Okay. On a completely different subject and more related to the podcast at hand, explain to these guys why I'm not allowed to have a basketball jersey that says dying fetus, wrong ones to fuck with.
Because you're a 41-year-old man with young children. Grow up.
No, I want a basketball
grown
jersey.
Men,
that says wrong...
Grown men wear basketball jerseys with raunchy things on them all the time.
Yeah, Robert Cooper's got my back on this one, even though he's a filthy cat lover. That says grown.
What can I say?
Wear...
It's the only pussy I'll ever bathe in.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it because I would have. And he says grown men wear basketball jerseys with raunchy stuff on it all the time. Good night, honey.
And I'm
Everyone
expecting her to say, and those people
again?
Are trailer trash.
What was that threat?
You ever want someone to touch your pecker again?
I want you to touch it. It isn't really up for grabs.
Pecker,
wait, no,
well,
wait, hang on.
But you're saying there are plenty of other older men who wear basketball jerseys and raunchy stuff on it.
Yeah?
Yeah, and nobody's going to touch their peckers either.
Was there
well, you never know that.
To touch my peckers?
No.
I'm just wondering.
Pecker?
Well, I mean, you're talking about leaving it, well, you know, all
right.
Leaving stuff hanging, all right, Jesus.
All right. What?
I'm just saying something that I realized. Don't know when you're on a podcast, you don't care.
Okay. So, Jesse, can you believe my wife won't let me buy a basketball jersey that says Dying Fetus, Wrong One to Fuck With, the name of the album and band that we're covering tonight?
Unbelievable. It's unreal.
Know. You know, living where I do, I've learned it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. Just saying.
Yeah, that's not a... That, one thing you learn if you ever trade in a cat for a woman is that some fights, and Jesse knows this very well.
Oh yeah.
He's learned not to ask the same question twice.
Oh,
and
boy.
he's also learned that there are some fights that are just not worth getting into, including why did you buy a basketball jersey that says wrong one to fuck with on it?
Yeah, there's way too much ammunition they already have that they can use. Number one being, okay, you spent money for that. Number two is, you think you're going to wear that. Number three is, you have children. There's a litany of argumentative subjects that they will bring up just because of that one purchase. Be prepared.
Could you imagine?
Be smart.
Like he comes out of that, like, the wife's like, hurry up, Mark, Jesus Christ. And he comes running out with that jersey. She says, what are you doing? You're like, I just wanted to wear my basketball jersey, Melissa. Jeez. And she's like, now go in the house and change your shirt. Oh, Melissa, now. And
yeah, wives are like, mom.
Whatever, you just don't understand me anyways.
That's pretty much how it would go. Actually, it wouldn't even go like that because she wouldn't tell me to change my jersey. She'd just pout. She would pout the entire time. She would angrily pout.
That's no fun all around.
Hang on. Robert Cooper is proposing that I just buy the jersey anyway, and then, like, one day when we're running out of the house, come running out of the house with the jersey on. And then he did a whole impression of you basically sounding like my mother. And I said, no, Melissa wouldn't say anything. She would just angrily pout. Yep, I know my wife very well. All right, hey, who wants to talk about a metal album that we've now mentioned several times? Who wants to do that?
Whoa.
All right, folks.
We totally could.
Oh, shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, the gang's all here tonight. I'm your host, the Mandated Reporter, and frankly, I'm mortified, Mr. Mark Radulich. I've got the disappointing dad, the disappointing dad.
I am disappointed. I'm very disapproving.
The disapproving dad, Jesse Starter, and host of Source Material in his own right. And finally, back from the abyss, Robert Cooper, the Metal Coop. I'm not going to ask you guys how we're doing. We've already wasted enough time kibitzing. So let's get into this. We're looking at Dying Fetus tonight. Jesse, have you ever heard of Dying Fetus before? Before I started saying it ad nauseum, along with goat whore?
I have not heard of Dying Fetus prior to you bringing it up. So this is my first foray into some, oh boy, some hardcore. What are we calling this? What's the genre?
This is death metal.
Metal Coop.
No, I mean, that's kind of easy. It's more of a mix between it's actually interesting. They have a lot of grindcore elements, but there's also more of like a brutal death metal, like an early Cannibal Corpse mixed with the occasional technical death metal like you'll find in the Faceless.
All right.
I'd say Dying Fetus has got some groove to it for a death metal band. But how long have you been listening to Dying Fetus there, Coop?
A few years. They're not one of the ones that I immediately jumped onto. I'm not going to lie. There was a certain point when I started college where, like, edgy band names like Dying Fetus, I was like, oh, that's a core band. which they aren't. And actually, funny thing, they now have a scratchy metal logo, and originally they did not.
Oh, they
did? Perhaps not originally.
No,
yeah, if I'm not mistaken, let me look here. Because it was just like white block
like
letters
shot,
like the Haunted.
Kill. I was going to say, if you go back to the One Shot, One Kill album, it was block letters.
Okay.
Okay, right, well, let's see. Now, their original, I'm seeing their original 93 demo had the scratchy letters. Let's see. Let's just see this. Let's see, when do we go to block letters? I'm thinking, and their 94 demo. No? Yeah. that's interesting. They have they kind of switch in between on one of them. It's different. Yep. Okay.
Throw
so
you for a loop.
For their first demo, yeah, they had scratchy letters, and then they went to block letters by their first album. Very interesting, I must say.
All right. I've enjoyed Dying Fetus for years. I really like the groove elements of their death metal. It isn't just blast beats and Cookie Monster vocals. Jesse, real quick. You're not a fan of the Cookie Monster vocaling, right? You're not a fan of growling?
Not the type that we're going to get in this album. I can handle it when it's mixed with some clean vocals, like a pairing of the two. Scar Symmetry is, again, the go-to, one of my favorite metal bands of all time, and they have a lot of growling in their stuff. But they also mix it with some clean singing. So if it's not overdone, if it's not straight up growling, I can usually handle it pretty well. But so, yeah, when it comes to this, the way this is done, this was tough for me to stomach.
All right. Well, I hope you'll give it an open mind and an open heart. All right. Put your mittens on your kittens, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to get started.
I have 12
here.
Of them.
Oh, stop. Just stop.
that was the end of the day where I was talking, and I just looked at her and said, if I need to shut up, you just got to say something sometimes. She goes, nah, you're fine. I'm just really tired. It's hot. I want to go home.
Yeah,
sure.
We're just going to leave that for everyone to interpret.
Mm.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Wrong One to Fuck With came out on June 23rd. We're getting to it tonight with all of the other shenanigans that were going on. This is the first track. Get your groove on. Get your Cookie Monster vocals ready. This is Fixated on Dust. That for a coworker earlier today who couldn't handle Escape from the Prison Planet and thought it was too much yelling. So I said, oh, I know what you need to hear. Dying Fetus. Fixated on Devastation. And he was, needless to say, he was nonplussed. I really like that first track. I thought it has a good groove to it. Coop, what'd you think of it?
Oh, yeah. I brought up the Faceless when I was kind of giving a kind of just like an overview of how do I think they sound. And I really feel like that sort of that style is prevalent, like the Faceless, like Rings of Saturn. Bands that are really technically proficient have sort of that guitar vibe going on. Overall, it's kind of a reintroduction to the band because they're not a band I really listen to regularly. Like when something new comes up, I'm like, oh boy, Dying Fetus, but that's about it. overall, yeah, the Cookie Monster growl is not my favorite of the growls. Yes, I mean, they're still a little bit like brother, but still, it's not my favorite. Yeah, it's really not.
You're gonna get a nice dosing of it here on this album. That's for damn sure.
I know. You know, I'm waiting for the Bane voice to do the vocals. You know, like when are we going to get like metal with? I don't know. I can't. I was about to start doing fucking lyrics about bacon.
Why don't you sing a song you already? I have a suggestion. Why don't you sing a song you already know? But do it as Bane. That's the joke, right? So think of something you already know the lyrics to and just do it Bane.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
That's true. Trapped in Predatory. And I'm a subject alive. Waiting reprisal, bad man. That would be all the vengeance. Yeah, there you go. That's probably why it doesn't work as well, but... because it sounds like a man's being smothered with a pillow while he's trying to talk with an accent. The Cookie Monster vocals, I mean, they work. Honestly, they make an interesting backdrop to the guitar work. Guitar is more of a sharply toned sort of, it's sharply toned compared to the deeper vocals. But it makes for a very interesting contrast. You have your kind of the sharper tuned guitars. You've got the You got the growling vocals along with a real interesting like drum pattern and some groovy bass. I mean, they're a very technically proficient band, and it's, if anything, it is very, it's really fun just to listen to the music.
All right,
Jesse?
Yeah, Finger Blisters. Right there at the beginning, I just started breaking out in them. I mean, it was crazy. I put the song on. I started getting blisters on my fingers. Wow. They are some instrument-playing fools. And the drums on this thing, insanity. Lyrically, now, here's the thing. Let's just go ahead and get this out of the way, okay? Who sings these songs? Like... And now let me clarify my question. When I say who sings these songs, I'm not talking about like what band sings these songs. I'm talking about fans. Do fans run around and, you know, hey, have you really listened to that song by Dying Fetus called Fixated on Devastation and lyrically as to what it says? Here, let me repeat it for you. And then proceed. I looked at the lyrics of this song. Okay, Coop. Me and you, we're lyric pals. We look at lyrics. We check them out. I don't know if you've had a chance to get on Bandcamp and check out lyrics on this first song, but wow, it's pretty damn deep. And a lot of them are pretty on the nose when it comes to just real, okay, here's the title of the song. This is clearly what the song's about. But the last little bit of this song is it's pretty much about people who are constantly looking towards the world's end. And I just want to say, folks, if you've never listened to Dying Fetus, okay, don't hesitate to hop in and look at the lyrics that are actually in these songs. There's no way in hell I would have known what this guy said without listening to the song five or six times. So it's good that there's the internet. I don't know if the booklet comes with the lyrics in it there when you get the CD. I sure as shit hope it does. But there is, yeah, man, they're pretty deep when it comes to lyric involvement, even though I can't understand a fucking word they're saying.
Couple of issues there. One, nobody's singing death metal songs to each other. Two, no one's buying these CDs. They're listening to them on Spotify or some other music service. What fucking year do you think this is?
I buy CDs.
I was going to say, I don't know where you're coming from there, Mark Ratledge, but I know one-third of this podcast buys physical media.
One-third of this podcast really likes pussy, and by that I mean kitty cats.
And you know what? When I die loveless and alone, they're going to make my sarcophagus out of my fucking CD collection.
You are one step from becoming either Michelle Pfeiffer or Halle Berry, where you're going to be laid out dead and all your cats are going to come and fight
Halle
you.
Halle Berry. And I don't want to play basketball with Benjamin Bratt, especially
you're
like
going
that.
You are going to be cursed by a cat vomiting in your mouth and you waking up with cat powers.
Man.
And then I'm going to star in an awful movie and an awful video. Have you heard about the video game for Catwoman?
Can we put that on hold?
Like a lead enema.
Can we put that on hold? That sounds like a death metal song. Lead enema. All right. This is track two. This is Panic Amongst the Herd. We'll be right back.
you gotta picture being there live in the pit in a cramped, sweaty, dark, sticky club and hearing these guys on a small stage just fucking cut it up with a song like that and getting all brutal in the mosh pit. That's what this music is all about. Human brutality, Jesse Starcher. Can you feel the brutality?
I can feel the brutality. Yes, I can. It's quite evident, quite clear that these guys are going to do nothing but shove that double bass down my throat and just make me choke. And I'm going to end up getting punched in the eye by somebody that's moshing. And I want to be on the outside of the mosh pit, too. It's all violent. It's violent. You talk about how these bands, they do put on a show, and they also create this environment at a show. When I went to that Scar Symmetry concert last year, I think it was Arsis was on stage, and I'd never heard of these guys before, and I think maybe we listened to a little bit of their music on the way up, just so I could kind of get a little bit, and it was all screamy, and I was like, oh man, I am not going to like these guys. And when they got on stage, I was really impressed. I don't know how that type of environment changed my expectation, I guess I would say, of what I thought I was going to get versus what I ended up. I was very pleasantly surprised and enjoyed what they were doing on stage. And it's crazy how we sit here. I want to sit here and listen to this album. This will be the second time I listen to this album. It's taken me three times to try and get through this album because I kept stopping. I was like, okay, I'll pick it up. What's that?
Wimp.
I don't know. I tried. But, you know, I'm not going to shortchange these guys because I'd imagine on stage and in a club environment or in a venue at some point, man, it's the fucking place is just going to go insane.
Yeah, I've seen these guys live. They're fucking amazing. In fact, I saw them live. That's where I got the One Shot, One Kill t-shirt that had a picture of Osama bin Laden in the crosshairs.
Oh,
and for a long time, that was my favorite. In fact, there's a shirt of me. I made a meme out of it. But there's a shirt of me in New Orleans. There's a picture of me in New Orleans where I'm wearing that
shirt.
Shirt of you.
It was so nice that somebody's like, fuck it, we'll put it on a shirt.
This guy's wearing this awesome shirt.
I wear my own t-shirt. Yeah, I'm like Ole Anderson. Damn, I'm good. No, I had the t-shirt on, and I used to wear that thing all the time. Like, but we were tooling around New Orleans, and you know, my friend, we went into this like zoo, and there was a statue of like an alligator or something. And like, hey, let's get a picture of that. So to be funny, I jumped on the alligator. I opened up my umbrella. So there's a picture of me in a hat wearing a One Shot, One Kill, Dying Fetus t-shirt, long sleeve t-shirt, riding a statue of an alligator. I'm a silly goose. All right. You want to jump in here, Robert, give some quick thoughts here on that second track?
I will jump on it like you on an alligator. And that was probably during like the rah-rah America days of America. America. So like you probably got like, yeah, buddy, kill fucking Osama. At least I should get around here. I talked about going to a black college and a customer walked by going, he didn't give you that free, did he? I'm like, no, asshole, I'm paying it back. Thank you. But yeah, God, fuck that guy. Anywho, this song, good song. I really enjoyed it. When you describe brutal, I would say it is as brutal as Taco Night. In fact, it sounded like you're indigestion on Taco Night.
Oh, no.
Like,
all right. Jesse, there's no fast forward option. I don't know what you want me to do.
All right. That's all right. No, this next song, just to preface it just a little bit, there's a little bit of commentary I don't think that's included in the Spotify album. So it's about 25 seconds. Just bear with it, and then, you know, the brutality shall begin.
All right. This is Die with Integrity.
That fucking bitch. She wanted me for one more job. To go out and kill for her. I said no. So she brought the killing to me. And I am the wrong one to fuck with.
What's Ronnie Adams' thought on Dying Fetus?
We asked Ronnie Adams, hey man, you want to hear some Dying Fetus? He says, no, I'm good.
All right, Coop, what was your thoughts on that one?
So you're saying he's really not going to like it when I'm like, hey buddy, you want to listen to some mayhem?
No. If Ronnie Adams can't handle Dying Fetus, he's not quite ready for mayhem.
Oh, nuts.
Ask, well, hey, Jesse, go back in the chat and ask him if he wants to hear Gilded Cunt by Cradle of Filth.
Will do.
Thank you. Get back to us on that one. Gilded Cunt. Why are we like 12-year-olds? Why are we like little 12-year-olds, you know, with dirty words?
Gore Horror by Autopsy, which is about a serial killer that's stalking a woman on the sidewalk and rapes her and kills her from his perspective. Isn't it great? Doesn't that just make your insides tingle?
I much prefer Gilded Cunt. Have you ever heard Gilded Cunt?
No, I have not.
Okay, when this podcast is over,
I don't think I have. Have you guys covered a Cradle of Filth album on here before?
We have.
Yeah, a while back. And we're going
to
be doing another one again.
Because it sounds familiar.
Yeah, well, we didn't cover the album that had Gilded Cunt on it. But you should go on YouTube, and you should absolutely type the word Gilded Cunt into the search box. And then you should listen to Cradle of Filth's fantastic song, Gilded Cunt. Did I mention?
You have.
No, I'm telling you, it's the new movie starring Dame Judi Dench.
It is
Come
not.
Come to theaters and see The Gilded Cunt.
C-U-M.
Oscars, they're going to fucking love it.
Can we get back to Dying Fetus,
Integrity? Die with Integrity. Fucking awesome song.
Mm-hmm.
Like that song, it makes me happy. It is a wonderful song. I fucking love that intro. That intro just fucking makes me squeal with glee. Like I love the fucking time change it has. Like
okay.
It fucking breaks down.
I'm currently, by the way, I did hop. I'm on YouTube and there's apparently a cover of Gilded Cunt by the OCs.
Really?
And I don't know who the OCs are, but I can tell you that this is definitely more laid back than I expected.
Okay,
I'll
no, you want to hear the Cradle of You want to hear the Cradle of Filth version.
I got you. I'll definitely listen to that.
Okay. Feel free to upload it to the thing and we can do. We'll play it right in the middle of Dying Fetus tonight.
Might as well. Hell.
All right. In the meantime,
what the hell?
While I busy Jesse with that nonsense,
sorry.
Let's go ahead and listen to track 4, Reveling in the Abyss. Cooper, what'd you think of that one? A bit longer than the previous ones.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's like a solid, it's like a solid 6.5 minutes. That's a pretty long song, but frankly, I enjoy it. And reading the lyrics, I mean, they're a little more than you think they'd be.
Yeah, dude. I'm near the bottom here. Reveling in the abyss, the vacant stare, almost unconscious. Forget about all the shit that's piled high. Hoard the stuff that's not enough, then the trash is adding up. Preying on others, misunderstanding, single out who will empathize. Betray the trust of dispersed pity. Squander any currents. Can you believe that he's saying that? It's crazy the level of, man, I don't want to sound like I'm not giving them credit, but damn, it's amazing the amount of stuff that he packs into that insane vocalization.
Okay, I don't see it in the studio.
Well, it should be uploaded, sir. Let me take a look and see, make sure.
Yeah, refresh plus.
Oh,
I refreshed
you,
twice.
Oh, you're a refresher. Oh, you refresh. It should
All
be
right.
Cradle of Filth. Look for Cradle of Filth. Don't look for the G. Look for the C. Right in the C, baby.
Okay.
Under the C.
Okay,
under
so
the C.
There's no C's. There's just breaking news, too.
It's a living. Hang on.
Oh, I ain't heard that in a while. Damn.
So
I'm never getting fucking tired of the turkey noises.
And then after that,
I will never tire of the turkey.
And after that is this.
Oh yeah, well.
Come here, horsey.
We do enough of that.
I'm not seeing any Cradle of Filth, sir.
Well, son of a bitch.
I mean, if you
it's
see
there,
it,
it's showing
fucking
on my list.
Oh, then you
hold
go
on
ahead and play it.
Okay, well, I got to get in the studio. I'm looking on the actual file list, so give me just a moment here. I'm heading to the studio, I think. Better kill some time while I'm heading to the studio because I'm just connecting and connecting.
Great.
Connecting.
All right, so this is track 5. This is Seething with Disdain.
Some good stuff.
You sound like the Cookie Monster motorboating somebody.
Hey, real quick, I gotta ask Jesse. I want to continue to annoy and bother
Ronnie Adams
and make him feel uncomfortable. So I have up the Kettle Decapitation album, Humanure. These are the songs.
Yes, Humanure.
These are the songs that are on Humanure. Which one should I send him? Humanure, Reduce the Pace, Bukkake Tsunami.
that's a winner.
Cloacula, the Anthropophagic Corpromantic,
okay.
Chumified, Applied Human Defragmentation, The Earthling, Polyps, Lips and Assholes, and there's a 9-minute. And there's a 9-minute outro called Men
Wait.
Before Swine. Are we sold on Tsunami? Okay.
Absolutely, but I need a piece of clarification here. Is Polyps, Lips, and Assholes all one song? Or is it two separate ones?
But you thought you'd never have to ask that question. Never in my life did I think I'd have to ask, are Polyps, Lips, and Assholes one song?
Well, shit.
I think there was a cancer commercial on TV about calling somebody if you have that.
Suffice it to say, no, Polyps is one song. Lips and Assholes is a completely different song.
Damn.
I'm just going to Google Bukkake Tsunami and see what
comes
up.
Oh, please do. Put that in
I
there.
Thought you were going to Google Polyps, Lips, and Asshole, and I was going to say, please turn on Safe Search.
All right. Well, I go ahead and annoy Ronnie. Go ahead and play Gilded Cunt.
All right, here we go. Cradle of Filth, Gilded Cunt. I can't wait. Right there.
Yeah, Cradle of Filth kicks some ass.
That ain't too bad at all.
So I'm putting up a post on Facebook that says, just heard on the hashtag MHOD. Wait, is Polyps, Lips, and Assholes one song or two? I'm making sure to tag Ronnie Adams in that.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
All right, moving right along. Yeah. So now you know. Go back and listen to the whole thing when you have a chance. But yeah, Gilded Cunt's a fucking awesome song. All right, back to Dying Fetus. Ideological Subjugation. That is track 6. Here we go. Okay, that might be my favorite song on the album. That's fucking amazing. That's a song you want to fuck somebody up to.
It's heavy.
Coop.
It is like a fucking jackhammer in musical form. Like, if you ever, like, want to pull up to somebody at a stoplight and lock eyes with them and just weird them out, throw that on.
I should, when I go into work tomorrow, if the same medic is working, I'll make sure to play that for him.
It's amazing the subject matter.
I don't know.
That
Polyp flips an asshole.
Please, Jesse, go ahead.
I was just going to say, the subject matter that these guys are actually singing about is just, it blows me away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else I could call it. Growling about, upset about.
Vocalizing.
Vocalizing, yeah. I mean, this song has got a lot of weight behind it. I mean, it sounds like it's a, just from what I'm reading here, it sounds like it's a commentary about media and listen to this. Prepared gangs of radical combatants armed with the PC banner to surround, parading out disgraced Goliaths, showing the rich knows no bounds. But there's a lot that goes into that shit. Ideological subjugation. It's so amazing the titles of some of these songs. Seething with Disdain. Unmitigated Detestation when we get to song 9. And then we get our closer, which is just, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful song title. But, all right, so, yeah, there's my thoughts on number 6.
So, you think that's good. You should hear the lyrics to Bukkake Tsunami.
Oh, no.
Overwhelmed.
Here we go, boys.
Overwhelmed, overrun, oversaturated, overpopulated. Imagine the earth as a corpse that committed adultery, sustenance for its life forms, but turned its back on humanity. A giant flood of Homo sapiens of every race and creed upon the surface, billions of ovum by the gallon germinate the seed. Germinate, cultivate, ejaculate. Populate, much too late, suffocate. Testosteronal tidal wave disperses the estrogen as billions of sperm cells come alive on your skin. Slithering, squirming, exfoliating, uprooting
exfoliating?
Bacteria.
Exfoliating.
Yep, that's what it says.
All right.
Uprooting bacteria is still alive in the pores. Embedded memories, humans masturbating to no end. Cover the world. Continue to duplicate, multiply, and integrate, and eventually dominate. Whilst everything disintegrates, gradually decimated, we only pretend to play dead, and then we pretend that we're dead. Pretend we're dead. Sorry. Little L7 for you. We come alive. We see what we want. We take it and leave. Biopirates on the sea of disease. Beat them. Spay them. Kill them. They have no right to go on. Punishment in ejaculate. Humiliation immaculate. Bleed them. Heat them. Eat them. Excrete them. Delete them. Delete, delete, delete.
Delete.
All right.
Delete.
It doesn't really say that, but... Whatever you please, destroy it and leave. And then there's a lot of repetition here.
I am trying to figure out what they're trying to say.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to get all that out at once.
Oh.
It ends like this. A slow global suicide just by being alive. We are all rapists and molesters in the end. That's Bukkake Tsunami by Cattle Decapitation.
Okay, is it a commentary about how overpopulation, or a commentary about our effect on the environment? I mean, for a second there, I thought they were going to go with using sperm as face cream or something, because it sounded like they were trying to talk about it as a beauty product. But then things got a little crazy with exterminate and Doctor Who showing up. But I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on. It's crazy.
And then the dam broke.
I'm trying to relate one of the two.
I don't think a band called Cattle Decapitation is going to sing about beauty products. I'm just going to put that out there.
Hey, you never know. You just never know.
You never know. Have you ever heard Cattle Decapitation before?
Other than the fair mentions that you guys have made, that's the only thing. I don't know if you guys have ever played them on here at all.
No. You want to describe?
I certainly didn't go out looking for them.
You want to describe? Oh, if you don't like the Cookie Monster lyrics, your Cookie Monster growling, you're gonna hate the Cattle Decapitation.
Ugh.
That might be a little too much for young Jesse Starter. You wanna explain Cattle Decapitation to Jesse there, Coop?
Really?
Yeah.
It's an acquired taste. I mean, I don't know. Really, I don't know.
I saw these guys live with Goat Whore in New York City. It was a great show.
What was the name of that band?
Goat Whore. In case you were wondering.
Cattle Decapitation. When I saw the cover to Human Newer, I was so amused.
You've certainly gotten an education on this show, haven't you, Jesse? Things you would have never wanted to learn about, but here you are. You can now go back to your family and say, you know what I learned about last night? Humanure by Cattle Decapitation. Mm. Here, Kira, you want to listen to it? You know, put down that pop music. Come listen to this.
Yeah, put down that Ariana Grande. I got something better. Here's a cow shitting out people.
I guarantee you, and I would be willing to bet money on this, that if you played Cattle Decapitation for all three of your children, at least one of them would be into it.
I have. This is just a testament to my sons learning how to headbang, both of them. I have a video I will post tonight. I have to have my wife send it to me. It's rather long. But we were listening to the Transformers soundtrack, and Lion, the Transformers, came onto the radio, and you should have seen these kids banging their head. So I don't know, man. They may have a metal bone in them, and be ready to listen to some Cattle Decapitation. And then I'll just have to disown them, but that's okay. Well, you like this band? All right. Well, you're no longer my son.
Boo, Jesse Starter. Boo.
At least they're not listening to old school Napalm Death, or like their first, or not, I'm sorry, our old school Carcass, where their first two albums were literally like horrific and disgusting, collages of horrific and disgusting bodily injuries that were taken from hospital photos.
Oh.
Like, one of your kids is really into like horror, so I guarantee you he's going to find that someday. Be like, hey, Dad, have you ever heard of Carcass?
Yep. I can see that happening.
All right, this is track 7. This is Weaken the Structure.
I'm not
pretty good. Coop, what do you think?
I think I'm looking at these Carcass album covers because the first one was autopsy photos from medical books. And, there's some other ones that are interesting, too. Anywho, this song here, dude, that fucking intro, fuck me with a rake. Fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, this whole album, for the kind of music that it is, the subgenre that it is, is really, it really hits hard. It's one of the better ones we've listened to. I mean, it's no Creator, but it's, you know, we've heard some real sleepers this year, you know.
Yeah.
We've heard some not so great albums, such as the following. Damn it.
Nickelback. Nickelback. I wouldn't give you a penny back.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, this is – hey, if there were sleepers that we've covered, then, hey, Coop, I guess we could say this one is a little bit more woke.
It's a living, huh? You know.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Hang on.
Oh yeah, what is that sound effect night here on the Rattle Legend Broadcasting Network? Oh my goodness. Hey, just shit.
Yes, the original breaking news sound effect. Goofy. Never forget that time, Northern Ireland.
Muttley. Good old Muttley.
Oh,
all right.
I think I'm done now. I wouldn't want to make this podcast.
Absolute shite. Crap. Feces.
Never would a song so aptly describe an album, but that song there.
I just want to go ahead and give these boys a shout out for being, I think, the highest scoring artist. When we take lyrics and put them over on the wordcounttools.com, you guys remember this website, did this for a few other albums. Okay, this song that we just listened to has 361 words in it. Readability level, college graduate. Everything
there
else we've talked about, I mean, legitimately was always like ninth grade level, fifth grade level. You know, this says readability level, college graduate. These guys, again, just proofs in the pudding. Proofs in the cookie monsters.
Well,
I heard poops in the pudding. I don't like this.
Moving on. While we listen to this next track, can you do me a favor? Can you put the lyrics to Bukkake Tsunami in that website for me?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. All right, this is track 8. We are winding towards the end here. This is A Fallacy.
Perfect, 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 per
All right, what'd you come up with?
We have 254 words in Bukkake Tsunami, readability level college graduates. With, hold on now, okay, longest sentence by number of characters is 50 characters, 10 words. As billions of sperm cells come alive on your skin. Longest words, oversaturation, overpopulation. Longest words by syllables, oversaturated, overpopulated, oversaturation, overpopulation. There you go. College graduate.
All right.
What is it? Is it the Cookie Monster? Is that something just synonymous with these guys? It's just like they're all brilliant lyricists and they've got to do Cookie Monster vocals. I don't think so, but I don't think one and two are related there. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that just because you're singing in a brutal fashion doesn't make you a dummy. It's just a favorable style for the kind of music and the message that, I mean, how do you want Dying Fetus to sound? You want him to sound like Celine Dion?
I want Celine Dion to sound like Cattle Decapitation.
So do I. So
my heart
do
will
I.
go on.
My heart
if
will
you
go
had,
on.
If you had a message you'd like to deliver to me, Mark Radulich, I would love for you to speak it to me like a human being, okay?
Nope.
All right, then. I mean, dude, I understand you're in a band. I understand you want to be brutal. That's what this band's about. So, again, I can't knock that if that's their thing. But when it comes to, you know, if you have a song that you want everybody to understand the message that's in that song, other than going onto the internet and finding the lyrics out or listening to it over and over and over, you're not going to understand what exactly he's talking about. So,
yeah, but I mean, there's something to be said for making the fans put a little bit of work in.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. If I was a fan of Dying Fetus, I think one of the things that I would love about Dying Fetus is the fact that, oh, man, did you hear this one song? Do you understand what it's about? That would probably be my hook if I was trying to hook somebody else onto these guys. Do you understand what this song's about? And if not, just listen to it. I can't tell somebody that. I'd have to say, well, listen to it and make sure you have a computer or a smartphone. Because clearly you're going to need it.
All right. Coop, you want to add anything? If not, we're going to go on to the next track.
Pretty fucking awesome song. As a total aside, so I was looking at Carcass album covers. Their greatest hits are one of their compilations is called Choice Cuts is one of them, which is a fucking awesome cover. But the one I'm thinking of is Best of Carcass. Is it the Best of Carcass? No. I'll wake up and smell the carcass. Is that it? Oh, yeah. What does it have as its album cover? John F. Kennedy's autopsy photo.
Oh, jeez.
Fantastic.
I was like, I've never seen that. That's different.
I bet you can find that in Walmart. All right. Here we go. This is track 9, Unmitigated Detestation.
Thank you.
All right, that one's not bad. Coop, what you got for me?
I dug it. Like, get me a shovel. I dig it. Like, I love there towards the middle where we cut off, where it went into, like, a very slow speed, almost breakdown. And though I've never been the biggest breakdown guy, like, they do a really good job with it.
See, I like it when a song is all breakdowns, because I'm a douchebag like that.
Bro!
You said it.
Bro.
Bro.
Hey, bro. Do you even lift, bro?
Do you even lift, bro? Man.
Bro.
Well,
bro. Bro.
Bro.
Sorry, I'm doing my Vince Russo impersonation. Bro?
Oh, no. Oh, no, bro.
Bro, no. Bro knows bro.
Brodo and Samwise. Brodo and Samwise.
Bruno San Martino.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Bros of Goebbels.
Oh. Oh, shit. Well, okay.
We need to move this on.
I don't know how. Okay. Again, I had to do three attempts to get through this album. I sure as shit did not start the album over. What would happen is by song five, my face was beaten off of my skull. And then I was like, okay, I've got to take a break. I've got to take a break, and I've got to come back. Then I did another three songs. I'm like, damn. Okay, this is some heavy shit. There's not a slow song amongst these guys. I don't even know what the rest of their catalog is, but I doubt there is anything that represents like a really, you know, toned down version of what these dudes are. They're always on point, in your face, all the time, and it's brutal. And we're at song nine. We got one more song to go. And ladies and gentlemen, I wish I could tell you that things change. Unfortunately, they continue to batter your face in with unmitigated brutality.
All right. Very well said. And this is our title track. You know, even if I hadn't heard the album, this might still be my favorite album of the year just because I love this title. Dying Fetus, Wrong One to Fuck With, Tell a Friend, tell a Wrestler, Telephone, Write It in the Sky, and Gossamer Tears. This is Wrong One to Fuck With. Final thoughts here, and we'll go around the horn, and then we'll start to close it out. I love this album. It's got some great groove to it. It's fucking brutal. It takes me back to my mosh pit days. You know, one could accuse it of being samey, but like I said, if you can take a particular sound and make it entertaining, who cares a shit? Who gives a shit if you're samey? You know, as long as it's entertaining. And Dying Fetus, I mean, it doesn't get much more simpler than this band and what they do. But what they do very, very well. So I'm going to give this album an A. It gets my stamp of approval. Jesse Starcher, go ahead and tell me
okay.
how much you hate this.
Well, I want to pull Coop in here real quick. Coop, I want you to – do you have the album cover by chance in front of you? Can you get it in front of you real quick?
Yep.
Can you explain to me what this guy is holding in his right hand? I see. Oh, that's somebody's head, isn't it? Yeah. At first, I thought it was a skull, but he actually cut somebody's head off, and he's holding the head in his right hand, and in
like
the left hand, the machete. Well. Somebody clearly fucked with him, and they shouldn't have. And one would say he was the wrong one to fuck with.
Oh, I mean, it is kind of hard to make out. It almost looks like an alien.
Dude. I thought he had actually pulled somebody's skull out of their body, but a la Mortal Kombat style, but that is not the case. I think he cut somebody's head off, and he is holding it by its jaw upside down.
Upside down.
It's messed up. Well, okay. Let me go ahead and give you my final thoughts on this album. Musicianship. I'm going to be as objective as I can. Broke it down into three categories, okay? Musicianship by Dying Fetus. Unreal. I mean, when you listen to these guys play, it's damn crazy. Damn in your face and damn technical. I cannot give them bad marks for that in any way, shape, or form. The vocals are extremely harsh. They're something that may take some getting used to. I'm not there yet. I am the young Jesse Starcher that has started out here on the Metal Hammer of Doom, and I'm still weaning my way into the rougher parts of the metal genre. But it isn't something that, in my opinion, detracts from the album. I think that it just takes some getting used to. So I'm not there yet, and a lot of other people probably aren't as well, but I'm not going to knock this album because of that. Third and final category that I'm going to grade this album on will be lyrics. And we've already discussed it. I've brought it up. It's very impressive what they pack into a song compared to what I heard. It's if you look into the lyrics of each one of these songs, there is plenty of meat on the bone. This isn't just, you know, decapitation, ejaculation, take me to the station. This is something that, even though that is supposedly a college graduate level song, there is some depth here. So, even though it's not for everyone, there's no way I could say that this album is bad in any way, shape, or form. So I will tell you, I'll give it a thumbs up. You can't, 2 out of 3 certainly ain't bad. So thumbs up from me. Coop?
Well, honestly, I really enjoyed this album. It does have some of that same quality in terms of vocal delivery, but it's like it's musically just off the charts. It is off the chain. Off the chizane, in fact.
Chizane!
Just fucking wonderful when it comes to the instrumentation. The fact that they managed to keep an entire album musically interesting is a feat into itself, really. I give it like fucking 4.5 stars. Like, we're right there. They're right there at 5. On repeat listens, it might even get there. Definitely recommend going out and buying this album, download it, whatever. Just do it legally. Give these guys money. Because, I mean, what they do with the lyrics, it's really impressive what they do lyrically as well as musically. The vocals, I mean, they're not bad. I mean, I like Cookie Monster vocals okay. They're just not really my preferred because there's just not as much you can't really emote as much with Angry Cat.
That's a great way of putting it. Because it's not only is it you talk about emoting the lyrics. I mean, when somebody says something clean vocaled song, you know, they have that opportunity to pitch it up, pitch it down, give it some oomph. When you're doing monotone, there's no up or down there. It's just all straight across the board, and it's hard to feel that feeling. So that's a great way of putting it, Coop.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Show in for
right.
five,
Wait,
by the way.
This isn't my job.
All right, gents, I want to thank you for being on the show. I want to especially thank Cooper for being with us again. I was starting to wonder if you quit the show because you couldn't take my choices I was making. I had this.
Well, no, I legitimately fell asleep. Like, I was like, all right, I'm going to take a nap, and then we're going to do this podcast. And then I woke up at 11 and was like, oh, fuck.
The title of the album was Power Flow, not Power Nap, just to put that out there.
Well, you know what? I tried to make it happen.
I seriously thought you were like, they're doing something with the guy from Cypress Hill and it. Fuck those guys.
Fuck that. I'd rather take a nap.
No, I was running on about 2 hours of sleep for like 2 days in a row. My body was officially like, you're done.
All right. Well, next week I'm sure he's absolutely gonna say fuck those guys. I can almost guarantee you Robert Cooper is gonna fall asleep or work or jerk off or play with his cat or do something because next week
or all the above.
He'd do it all on the podcast.
Next week Robert Cooper is not going to show because we're gonna be reviewing In This Moment Ritual. Because unlike Ronnie Adams, when I pick something that Robert Cooper hates, he doesn't show up for the podcast. Ronnie Adams, however, will submit himself to be tortured for some odd reason.
Oh,
well, I do have to work next Wednesday, but if you put it at 10, I'll
oh,
show
yeah.
up.
Conveniently, he has yeah. to work now.
Oh, sure.
I really did.
that takes us into August. Don't fuck this up. August 2nd, we're doing your stupid band here, Unleash the Archers, Apex.
Don't you even know. It's not a stupid band. That's a good band. That's a great pick, Robert Cooper.
Okay.
Thank you. I have lots of them.
And then on August 9th, we're reviewing Goat Whore. Goat
what?
Whore, ladies and gentlemen. And this is almost – we're doing two Voltron shows as well. We're doing Voltron from the Ashes on Monday, August 7th. And then Robert Cooper better make himself available August 10th. So I've got Robert Winfrey on the backup for Voltron Season 3, TV Party Tonight. So let's make it happen. By request from Mr. Cooper, we've got Accept the Rise of Chaos on August 16th. And then August 23rd, KMFDM's Doing It Again, Baby. Hell Yeah
wow.
is the name of the album. And then finally on August 30th is The Haunted, Strength in Numbers, Baby. So, oh, and I've been dying to announce this. We got a split 7-inch going on all week long between September 4th and September 8th. We've got two shows about the Inhumans. We've got the Inhumans book by Paul Jenkins and Jai Lee on Source Material. Then we're going to be reviewing the Inhumans pilot on September 5th. That's in IMAX theaters. And then right here on the Metal Hammer of Doom, it's Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll Week Part 2. And our contribution to Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll is Quiet Riot Road Rage. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Quiet Riot have a new album coming out, and we're going to review it right here on the Metal Hammer of Doom. And then the next night, there's going to be a TV party tonight for Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll Season 2.
with good old Pat Mullins, the punchy pugilist. And that's it for now. We got more on the back burner here, but you know, we'll worry about September when we get a little bit closer. What do you think about that, gentlemen? That's what we're doing next. What are we doing next?
Woo-hoo!
That's what we're doing next.
Sounds wonderful.
What do you think, Cooper?
I can dig it. I can dig it.
All right. All right. Go ahead, Cooper. Go ahead and do your plugs first because. Just because.
Just because.
Because of the wonderful plugs I got.
You have 2 minutes. Go.
Because I once went on a date and I have 12 cats. Oh, that was good. That was good. All right. So there's this podcast. I'm on it. It's pretty cool. I mean, I'll be good next week. We start at 10. We close at 10. I can fucking do anything and talk on the phone, well, usually, unless it's driving to Star Wars, and that's a bitch. So it requires two hands. It's like being a tiny woman or something. So, yeah, I'll try to be here. We're going to do Ackercock someday. I've been listening to a fuck ton of Ackercock just in anticipation. You know, a band is good when they have a song called Skin for Dancing In. I ain't talking about your skin. And what's the other song? There's another really, like, just like, wow, all right, we went there. Yeah, I get to that one in a minute. But, yeah, that's, I mean, that's, so I did watch a live performance from them. That was some shitty, that guitar was fucking out of tune the entire time.
Yeah.
A little sad. It was, what's the, oh, yes, A Menstrual Blood and Semen. That is the opening track for The Goat of Mendez.
Nice.
Which as they went on, they got less, a little less Satan-y, but still had titties in all their album covers, so it's all good. Like, all their fucking videos have strippers, which is like, yes. Best thing ever. Like, Leviathan off of Corazon, it's them in a fucking parking garage, sipping tea, playing metal, and having a fucking burlesque dancer, like, fucking dance for them. It's good shit.
Nice.
Other good shit. Since I write our podcast, it's still there. I have a page for it. We're almost at 1,000 likes for some reason. Thanks, South America. Facebook at facebook.com/CentralRiderPodcast. That is Centaider podcast. Go watch Ultraman, the new Ultraman series. It's on fucking Crunchyroll. Like, go do that. I forget what it's called. It starts with Ultraman Geed. Or Geed. Probably Geed, no, in fucking Japan. Oh, and speaking of G1 Climax, NewJapanWorld.NJPWWorld.com. Go start watching that. I'm going to do that when I finish this. And then finally, speaking of professional wrestling, my buddy Sean Garmer, W2Mnet.com. His website where I contribute a lot of New Japan shit there. And by a lot, I mean when there's like an event, he's like, all right, need somebody to take some matches. And we're like, I'll do it. So, yeah. I still haven't written any more video game reviews. So I did beat Final Fantasy 15. Only took 70 hours of me fucking around to actually do it.
Whew.
Really good story. Like, fun story. Well, not fun. Good story, not great storytelling. Like, the last quarter of the game, instead of being like open world and yeah, it's like, no. No, you're not. If you're going to play the story missions, you're going to play the story missions.
You're on
a
rail.
You are. I mean, you have any option to go back in time and go do all that stuff if you get, like, overwhelmed or just bored of it. But it's like they could have – like, I feel like they could have integrated that better. Like, I don't know. Instead of forcing me to go through extra screens, why not just, like, make it part of the game – part of the thing? I don't fucking know. I just work here. So, yeah. Oh, and I would say go shop at your local Lowe's. Fuck that place. Seriously. Fuck them.
All right, Jesse.
Unless I work
that out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, go give that Rattlitch in Broadcasting Network Facebook page a like to stay up on top of all the great podcasts that we have to offer. Our home is right here on blogtalkradio.com. You search Rattlitch up there, and you can find all of the great podcasts in our archives. Like we have mentioned, we got Source Material, which is a comic book podcast that I do. We had just dropped this past Monday was our discussion of Tarzan on the Planet of the Apes. Just fair warning, ladies and gentlemen, I'd say probably at least half of it doesn't make sense. We do our best to try.
No, we don't.
We do our best.
No, we didn't.
We do our best to read from the wiki and tell you how the original Planet of the Apes movie ends, because we certainly didn't know off the top of our head, even though we acted like we did.
I listened to that podcast back today, and I was convinced at the end of it. I was convinced at the end of it. You hung up your phone, took a deep breath, and said, "I'm never doing another podcast with Mark again. Never. I am sick of this fuck."
Oh man, that was a rough one to get through, and it was mostly just because of the story. But Lee, folks, go give it a listen, because Tarzan, Planet of the Apes, the two crossed over. They combined. Tarzan is the brother of Caesar in this book. Think about that. If you're a fan of both of those franchises, well, we'll lay it out on the line there for you and let you know what went down in that one. And of course, you know, we give each other a whole hell of a lot of hard time. Oh, yes. That right there I've seen, Mark Radulich. That Green Lantern, Colonel Sanders. That's right, buddy. The KSC promo book, if I remember correctly.
Why aren't we talking about this? Green Lantern, Colonel Sanders.
Yes, yes. And Ronnie's already chimed in. He says emphatically,
no.
Capital N, capital O. No.
Why aren't we talking about this book right now? What did we do today? We wasted this entire evening by not talking about Green Lantern and Colonel Sanders.
It has happened. It has happened. But yes, check that out, ladies and gentlemen. We're at over 120 episodes on Source Material. I'm very proud of that. We did contribute to Spider-Man Week, although it was a little bit late. It was this past Saturday. We dropped a wonderful episode with Benjamin J. Cologne where we discussed Kraven's Last Hunt. And if there are any powerful Spider-Man stories that have ever been told, that is absolutely one of them. So if you have never read it or you've read it in the past, you'd like to hear our comments on it, go check it out. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours long. A lot of fun discussion that happened in there. He went to New York, the New York Spider-Man exhibit at a New York museum. He kind of touched on that a little bit. He also went to the panel at the East Coast Comic Con that brought the creators of that story of Kraven's Last Hunt together. And he sat in on that and listened to a little bit of that as well. So check that out. Other than that, you can follow me at Stiznarchy on Twitter, Source Material at Source MacCast. Hey, just a quick little promotion, like 5 minutes before this episode started, Mark, Ronnie, myself, and possibly the invisible one himself, Justin Thomas, may be providing a commentary for All Military All the Time next week. That's right, for G.I. Joe, the animated movie. Get ready, because we're going to put you in a itty, how's it go, Mark? Itty bitty bag?
An itty bitty ditty bag.
We're going to roll you right up in an itty bitty ditty bag. It's going to be a lot of fun. This will be our second commentary on here. I hope everything goes smooth. So look for that to probably drop sometime next week for sure. Other than that, Mark Radulich, take us out of here, man.
All right, folks. We got silly tonight. But thank you for joining us. For the Metal Coop, for the Metal Coop, Robert Cooper.
For the Metal Coop,
dad,
the Robert Cooper.
The Cooper Power Cooper.
Barracuda. Cat.
Wait a second. I got a question.
Oh, no. Well, I just want to go watch Family Guy and go to bed.
Polyps, lips, and assholes. One or two songs?
These are many mysteries on the Metal Hammer.
Why don't you bend over and find out?
Shut up, the both of you. God, now I know how Jesse feels dealing with me on Source Material. Hey, you asshole, shut the fuck up. I got a podcast to run. All right, but seriously.
We got a book in there.
For Koopa Paratroopa, Robert Koopa, for the disapproving dad and the host of Source Material in his own right, Jesse Starcher, I am your host, the mandated reporter, and frankly, I'm mortified, Mr. Mark Radulich. And this has been a Radulich and Broadcasting Network presentation of the Metal Hammer of Doom's review of Dying Fetus,
wrong. One, two, fuck with. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week. Be well, be safe.